Every Tuesday at 9:30, we talk to Hal Gill. He's on the line with us, presented by Duncan. Skillsy, good morning. What's up?
Good morning, guys. How's everything going?
We're doing fantastic. Did you have, when you were playing, was there like a song that you needed to listen to before you went and played the game that got you fired up? Or is there one in particular that a team did, maybe the year that you won the cup in Pittsburgh, that was kind of like the pump-up song right before you guys went out?
Yeah, we had, over the years, you develop a playlist, right?
Yep.
You have your go-tos, and it kind of ebbs and flows. You bring one back in. You know, there's play any Metallica, play any Motley Crue, play any, there's always a standards, but then there's always a feel like there's one that catches fire with a team. Like in Toronto, it was Poison by Alice Cooper. A lot of the French guys in Pittsburgh would start banging out some EDM weird stuff. I remember Kevin Klein would always play Magic Carpet Ride for whatever reason. But I always went for the off-collar stuff. One of my favorites is The Karate Kid, Best Around. You're the best around,
nice.
that stuff, it's just the random stuff. One of my go-tos was Mother by Danzig. If you want to find hell with me, I can show you what it's like, it kind of sets a tone. I think tonight you need something angry. You need something that gets under your skin. There's other nights where Lunatic Fringe would be your go-to. You just kind of smooth into it, sorry, to answer your question, yes, I had a lot of songs that I'd go to.
I love it. Fantastic. What do you think the feeling is? They win on Sunday, but it took a lot. They had to go to a shootout and win it that way. You'll take it. You'll take the 2 points, but what do you think their mindset and how they're feeling after this weekend, dropping one to the Islanders and then such a tough fought win against Jersey on Sunday? How are they feeling?
The best part about this season, and it's kind of funny because I'm sitting here as an analyst now going, okay, they need to do this, they need to do that, they need 1 point to get it, and now they're looking at, they're watching St. Louis play Anaheim the other night, and I felt bad. I asked Ryan McDonough, are you watching? He's like, I don't really care. We just need to win a game, and we'll be in, and we'll play whoever we play, because that's your player's mindset, right? I mean, that's what you're looking at as a player, and so I think if I'm in that locker room, I'm looking at more this game, and that's the fun part about this time of the season is, I don't really care how we do it. Let's just win. Let's get 2 points. They might be ugly. We might go out and have 94 chances or whatever it was they had against the Islanders and lose. And you can't pout about it. You can't say, okay, we gotta change everything. You're gonna go and play a Jersey team that's on their last breath and take them to a shootout. Well, you got 2 points. Who cares? Let's go. Let's move on. And I think that's the fun part about this time of year is you put everything behind you and you just keep moving forward. And so I think this is a big game and 2 points on the line and against a really good team. So it's going to be awesome.
Hal, you had a great point of the night after the New Jersey shootout win. You said this game feels good. It's a win because they earned it. Explain that. I know what you meant, but explain that a step further, because they were down, they come back, they tie it, they go to the shootout and win. Talk about how much when you win a game, when you earn that win, how good it feels.
Yeah, there's some – I think, I don't want to poo-poo on any win that you have, because a win is a win. But, that St. Louis game, the power play was awesome and they scored some goals and Juice was awesome. You're looking through and going, okay, but were we awesome as a team? And I don't think they were. So they got the 2 points and you'll take it and that's great. But I think when you go through a battle like New Jersey, a mental and physical struggle, I think to get to earn that win and to get it, I think is huge. And I think there's times when everything just goes in your favor and the hockey gods take care of you. And there's other times where they you have to fight against the hockey gods to find a win. And when you get 2 points, that's a good feeling. And so I think earning it is what it's all about this time of year, finding a way when everything's not going your way to make it happen.
Fantastic with that, because I agree. Earning a victory like that is fantastic. All right, so they play Winnipeg tonight. Winnipeg's already in the playoffs. I know they've 2 points behind Colorado. Do you think Winnipeg, with their – you've been in this situation before. Your team's made the playoffs. You got 3 or 4 games left. Can you go in tonight to the Predators thinking, all right, there's really nothing for them to play for tonight, because you think that way Winnipeg beat you 8-0. What's the mindset for the Preds tonight?
I think if it's me, I'm looking at a really good hockey team, and they've had battles. I think if you go in with anything other than we want to be the alpha dog and establish our dominance, and like that's all that really matters in this game. I'm throwing out all the point standings in this one. I think this comes down to we want to be a better team and show them tonight.
We're talking to Hal Gill, Predators analyst. And, you know, we've spent a lot of time this year talking about Philip Forsberg and that he's playing some of the best hockey that he's ever played in his career. And everybody looks at the goals that, you know, he's one away from breaking Duchesne's record. He's got 89 points. But what are the other things? What makes this the best season for him and what you're seeing and the other things that he's doing and that Andrew Burnett has asked him to do?
Yeah, I hate to be the consummate team guy, but I think he's playing a team game with two players that have kind of drug him into the fight. I think you look at Nyquist and O'Reilly, I think they've kind of brought him into their game, and it's made Phil better. I think Phil was I think he had success when you know, Johansson was dishing and Arvey was driving the net and always around the net, and Phil was that shooter that kind of worked with those two. But I think when you look at the line that you're seeing right now with O'Reilly and Nyquist, they're making plays in and around the net. They're in tight. They're battling from the corner to the crease. And I think Phil is kind of thriving in that. And I think, I've played against a lot of great players. It's a lot harder to play against a great line. And, you know, I go back to Detroit, you know, like, yeah, Zetterberg was awesome. Datsyuk was awesome. Holmstrom was awesome. But they complemented each other. And so every time I jump over the boards, I go, oh, boy, I'm in one right now, because these guys work as a team. And I think that's what you're seeing. Defensemen are looking at this line and going, oh, this is going to be a rough night, because they're going to play hard. They're going to battle towards the net, and it's going to be a struggle. So I think they're putting teams on their heels.
Yes, indeed. Skillsy, appreciate it. As always, going to be a fun one tonight, and hopefully we're talking about a playoff berth clinched tomorrow. Appreciate it.
Yep, sounds good, guys. Enjoy the game.